This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Smoke could be seen from southern Israel after an explosion in Gaza on Wednesday as Israeli army deployed ground troops in the area near the border with the enclave. The United Nations said Israeli forces on Wednesday hit a food distribution site in southern Gaza run by the UN agency that works with Palestinian refugees, killing one staff member from the agency and wounding 22 others. A senior EU official is highlighting similarities in the Ukraine, Russia, and Israel-Gaza conflicts while saying starvation in Gaza is man-made. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
In a Tuesday address before the UN Security Council, top European Union official Josep Borrell links aid to Ukraine and Gaza. Borrell adds, both Ukraine and the Gaza conflict constitute humanitarian crises. Crises, he says, which are not natural disasters, not a flood, not an earthquake, but man-made.
When we look for alternative ways of providing support by sea or by air, we have to remind that we have to do it because the natural way of providing support through roads is being closed, artificially closed.
I'm Charles de Ledesma.
President Vladimir Putin says Russia is ready to use nuclear weapons if its sovereignty or independence is threatened. It was another blunt warning to the West just days before an election in which the Russian leader is all but certain to win another six-year term. Putin has repeatedly talked about his readiness to use nuclear weapons since launching a full-scale invasion of Ukraine in February 2022. Putin was asked in an interview with Russian state television